1-800-449-8686. Now, Phil Hendry.
In January of 2000, former football great Jim Brown was sentenced to 6 months in jail for refusing to accept terms of his probation for vandalizing his wife's car. Municipal Judge Dale S. Fish stayed the jail term pending appeal. Defense attorney Frank Williams asked the judge to reconsider Brown's misdemeanor vandalism sentence, saying conditions of probation that include domestic violence counseling and community service were inappropriate. The judge also ordered the former Cleveland Brown star to spend 40 days on a work crew cleaning up streets or do 400 hours of community service, pay $1,800 in fines, and serve 3 years probation. You know, maybe they got a point about the domestic violence thing. If you vandalize a car and it just happens to belong to your wife, does that mean you were engaged in domestic violence, or are you just being a run-of-the-mill jackass? I think you're just being a run-of-the-mill jackass. Now, if your wife was in the car and you set fire to it or something, now maybe you got some domestic violence. So maybe they're right about that. But everything else, vandalizing a car is not adult behavior. It's also, just in case you wanted to know, Mr. Brown, it's not legal behavior. But I know you've had a hard life. I know nobody's ever given you any respect. I know you've been crapped on your whole life. I get that you're African American. But you know what? I'm personally tired of guys like you being held up as the creme de la creme of African-American manhood. And I think it's a disservice to any and all other black men who may be involved in a profession such as, for instance, teaching, science, the law, letters, engineering. I'd like to hear from those guys for a change, wouldn't you? Because I'm really just tired of listening to the O.J. Simpsons and Jim Browns and Charles Barkleys of the world. I'm just through with those guys, and I'm through with you, Brown. And like I said, we ought to have a Jim Brown, film festival so we can sit there. I tried to sit through one the other night. What was it? Jim Brown and Fred Williamson. There's another real piece of work. And some other cat. And these were three brothers, and they were going to kick ass on Whitey for something. I don't know what it was. It was, you know, it was one of the so-called blaxploitation movies of the 70s. You know, excuse me, of the 70s. Cats were in the froze, and they were, you know, in these real, just like painted on flare pants and the muscle shirts. And they were going to go kick ass on somebody. I forget who. I'm just saying for Phil Hendry, I don't speak for anybody else. I just want to hear about Jim Brown, Charles Barkley, O.J. Simpson, any other dumbass. I would like to hear from some other guys that would probably, you know, far better men than these guys. But every time you turn around, somebody's trying to hold this guy up as an example of black manhood. Every time, I don't know, am I wrong? Am I wrong or am I right? Every time I turn around, somebody's trying to hold Jim Brown of the Cleveland Browns football running back, whatever the hell it was he did, as an example of a fine black man. He's an idiot. Oh, well. Ain't bugging me. He's the guy that's got to cool it in jail, not me. What I'd like to see is find out what his problem is. You know what else? I'd love to find out what the problem of the city of Denver, Colorado is. Boy, are you guys messed up. Isn't that the town where Alan Berg got killed? And isn't that also the town where well, of course we know about Columbine, but wasn't there also some hate crime where a guy got chased down the street and shot? And now we got a 17-year-old Denver girl who was slashed Tuesday afternoon when the word dyke was carved into her forearm with a razor by three of Colorado's just fine young men. According to the newspapers there, April Mora was walking to a store through an alley near her house at 2 p.m. Tuesday when she encountered three teenage white males in a black Honda. And when she stopped to look at the car, the teens began calling her dyke and hazing her, and she gave the passengers a dirty look, and then they pulled over, and two of the teens got out and dragged her to the ground, and one of them holding a knife to her throat. Two guys got out of the car. One held me down while the other guy was cutting into me. The driver was yelling stuff to them and telling them what to do. Her face was slashed, the letters R.I.P. cut into her stomach. When she screamed, the Rocky Mountain News reports one of the men flicked her tongue with the blade. The boy with the knife said, "You're lucky we don't rape you." After a while, the driver called the others back into the car, leaving Mora face down and covered with blood. Mora, who lives with her girlfriend's family, made her way home when the Quintana family called an ambulance. According to Denise DePersine, head of the Colorado Anti-Violence Program, she was released and is not in any danger of losing her life. Although the wounds may have been skin deep, they were extensive and frightening to experience. Although the attack was unusual, DePersine said that violence against gay and lesbian youth is common in Colorado. Gee. Was that where that poor kid Shepherd, or was it Wyoming? I think it was Wyoming. What is it with that town? Here's another gem from Colorado, as long as we're on the subject. A year ago, let's see, here it is. Serial killers have breathed new life into David Johnson's sculpting career, and the Denver-based artist is somewhat ashamed. But he's also unapologetic. A year ago, Johnson said he was an artist struggling to sell his more conventional sculptures, but when he started making a line of action figures that included infamous serial killers Jeffrey Dahmer and John Wayne Gacy and began selling them over the Internet, his career took off. And he said, "My biggest clients are the people in Denver." Action figures of serial murderers, big in Denver, huh? Johnson knows the profit is serial. Look, see, I can sit here and I can put Denver down because I live in Los Angeles, and all we have here is just run-of-the-mill sex crimes, okay? But we don't have those race crimes. That's really bad. In L.A., we just got like these like run-of-the-mill exploitation of youth, of young people, like putting them in porn movies when they're 15. I mean, that's nothing compared to what's going on in Denver. And what else do we got over here? It's all kinds of really cool stuff. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. And I would like to mention that our CD is available on our website, philhendryshow.com. Check it out. Here is Scott on The Phil Hendry Show. Scott?
Hey, Phil. How you doing, man?
Good. Thank you.
I mean, how much do you really rely on the new callers, you know, that really have no idea what you're going on, where you're doing your great spiel, you know, which I have great respect for?
They're all new callers.
Well, I mean, I'm not. I've tried so many times to get through to you, and, you know, your call screen.
Let me ask you a question. When you try to get through to us, when are you trying to get through to us? When we're doing a character bit?
Well, when you're doing your spiel, and I'm, yeah.
Yeah, well, we don't want to talk to you.
Well, I know, but, you know, it'd be great comedy.
No, it wouldn't. It would be boring as hell.
Oh, come on, Phil.
Dull
I could work
hell.
You up and get you
no,
into a tither.
No, dude. Dude, I don't need any of your contrived bullcrap. Watch the Osbournes
man,
for that.
Oh, man, you'd love it, Phil.
No, I wouldn't love it. I've listened to jokers like you try to call my show for 10 years. You're boring, you're dull, unfunny, you're gone. Yeah, you got it, Scott. You are just a riot. I bet you kill him in the kitchen, man, around the refrigerator. For years, I've had to deal with people calling the show, trying to get on when we're doing a character bit, because you know what, Phil? It'd really be funny. Trust me on that. Yeah, I'm going to trust you. Okay, I got a problem with the server, man. I lost my server. All the servers are down. Great. Does that mean our phone line is down, too? All right. Yeah, trust me, Phil. I'm going to call up your show, and I'm going to get on the air, and I can really work you up, and it'll really be funny, and I really sound... There's not a one of those people that ever are any that are ever funny. And the way we screen this program, if you're somebody who knows it's me doing a character voice, and you're calling up, and you want to get on the air, and you want to either crank us, or you want to make the show better, or whatever it is you think you're going to do, we spot you within... It takes about 10 to 15 seconds, but in some cases, less time. You guys just give yourselves away. It's just, I don't know how to tell you. I don't know. I got a sixth sense for it, but this show is better. This radio show screens calls better than any radio show that's ever been on the air, thanks to our wonderful associate producer, Chris Pelton. Any talk show that's ever been on the air, we screen the calls better. We don't have the time or the inclination to throw bad calls out to an audience of listeners who are waiting for something funny to happen, okay? So, most recently, I'm getting these calls from people who say things to me like, I'm really outraged at the way this guy, try something else, will you? By the way, today's LA Times article, I'm very grateful to Steve Carney. I thought it was a very nice piece. Thank you, Steve. And that's a good article to read if you're a new fan of the show. Go online, check it out, latimes.com. It'll tell you a little bit about what's up with our radio show. It's also got a picture that everybody tells me they like the picture. I think I look like just another bald, fat, creepy-looking guy, but You can check that out, too. It's in today's L.A. Times. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Okay, we got some technical difficulties in our studio this evening, but it ain't broad, it's not, it's, everything's just, I'm going to kill somebody. No, it's fine. Everything's good. It's good. It's all good. Let me go to Brad, I think it is. Is this Brad?
Yeah, man. Yes, what's going on?
How are you? You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil, listen, I'm a new listener, and I just want to tell you that I think you're great.
Thank you.
And what you're doing is great. And you were talking about Colorado and Denver and how screwed up they were. And, you know, have you ever seen the website www.GodHatesFags.com?
I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's based on a Christian group out of Denver.
There you go. Yeah, one more reason to really want to spend a summer in Denver. Yeah. They got the place seems to be a magnet for every kind of scumbag.
I think so, man. Listen, I got a question for you.
Okay.
I live in Arkansas, and that's like, it's one of, I think, six states now that has no hate crimes legislation whatsoever. And I'm a new listener, and I'm not sure what you think about it. And I was just wondering what your opinion was on hate crimes.
I like hate crime legislation. I like hate crime legislation. People that say we don't need any special protection for whether they be gays or you know, minorities, ethnic minorities, they obviously don't know the history of this country. Because people have been targeted because of their sexuality. They've been targeted because of their ethnicity. So I think that hate crime legislation's good. I think the excuses that people give for not having it are lame when they say, well, we don't need it. We have crimes against murder. And, you know what, the whole reason why we introduced that legislation in the first place is to point out that there are certain people who are being attacked. There are communities that are being attacked. They are being preyed upon. They are, if you will, there's almost a calculated effort at a kind of genocide against certain kinds of people. And that is ugly, man. The world's dealt with it in the past. And, you know, we've had, you know, laws against murder in the past. Hasn't seemed to stem that tide. So to point it up, focus on it, and make it something that is a specialized area of the law, I think is good. How about that? Did that make sense?
Exactly. I agree with you, man. And, you know, people try to make excuses for it every day, and they try to say, well, you know, it's getting better or whatever. You know, maybe the world is getting better because we're...
It's getting better. Everybody that says it's getting better, they ain't gay and they ain't black and they ain't brown, you know?
Exactly.
Those are the ones that say, honey, it's not hot. Well, I'm telling you, my daughter is here with me today, and I asked her for some hot water for the tea, and you blew it. Okay. Thank you very much, Brad.
All right, man.
See you later. Bye. Catherine, I want hot water in that tea. No, honey, it's lukewarm. It ain't hot. What do you want from me? You added hot. You went to the hot water tap? The hot water tap's the red one. The cold water tap is the thing. Huh? It doesn't. Oh, the hot water don't work. All right, that's all right, sweetie. Then forget about it. And hello, you're on the air on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello, Phil.
Yes, sir. Hi. How are you doing?
Phil, I live in Santa Rosa.
Santa Rosa.
You know what? I found you about 3 weeks ago, completely by accident. I got so pissed off and tired with the talk radio because it's insane. I went and flipped, and then there's this crazy, insane, funny stuff going on, and it's a guy named Phil Hendry. Where can I find this guy? I did a search and found a website. I'm a member. Dude, you're real.
Oh, you got a backstage pass?
I got the backstage pass. I even got the butter and the corn, and I'm telling you.
You got it, man. You're all lubed up and ready to go.
Hey, well, I'm preaching your show because everyone I tell, they have never heard of you, and I'm pushing it. I'm calling the radio stations. They got to get you on because
that's cool.
You're straight from the gut, man.
Well, thanks. I mean, we're very slowly but surely rolling it out, you know.
You know,
As long as I'm on the air, man, I'm digging it. And this show stands for whatever any other talk radio show stands for. This show don't stand for that.
No,
and
I mean,
our whole thing is to carve up the medium as much as we can, and to literally screw with and hopefully give heart attacks to people that call talk shows.
Well, you know what? Even now that I know, and it took me about 2 or 3 days to suss out what was going on with the show. But when you do your bits, it's not just entertainment. It is right to the bone social commentary.
Well, I never looked at it that way, but I'll take it.
It's brilliant.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you.
When we're doing fart noises, it's tough for us to think, you know, it's brilliant social commentary. I'll take that, man, but I appreciate it.
Hey.
Thanks for getting that backstage pass, too.
No problem. My pleasure.
Putting a couple of kids through school.
Okay.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Phil.
Bye-bye. Okay. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I don't want to say that what we do is absolutely 180 degrees opposite of anything that anybody else is doing on the radio, but what we stand for is 180 degrees opposite of what everybody else is doing on the radio. And I don't mean politics either. I don't care whether you're liberal or Democrat. It's got nothing to do. That's like so over, it's sad. It's so over, somebody better kick some dirt in on top of it because it's starting to smell. I'm just talking about the way we do radio shows, that's all. Radio shows. Not TV, not movies, radio shows. That's what I do. What do the rest of you guys do? I ain't talking to you guys listening. I'm talking to the rest of the people in this business that I'm in. What do you think you're doing anyway? You doing a radio show? Are you just sitting there and jawjacking every day? You think you're going in and clipping stuff out of the newspaper and... You hear one guy do something, so you're going to do that. You hear somebody else do something else, you're going to do that. One guy has a big morning show. The guy virtually invented the morning zoo format. So everybody's doing that, right? There ain't a one person out there think that maybe I can do something original or unique or reach down inside of me and add something to this business that we're in. This business of radio, which has been co-opted by more bloodsuckers than anything I've ever seen in my life. It has been turned over to salespeople, bloodsuckers, ratings hounds. You bring up the word art in this medium, you get laughed out of the room as if you don't have the right to talk about anything like that. You're just a radio guy. And we do radio. You want to do art? Why don't you go into television? Why don't you go into movies? Why don't you go into literature? Why don't you do something other than this? We're just a bunch of whores in this business. So what? I'm not supposed to talk about that, right? I'm supposed to sit here and just go along with a program? Well, it ain't happening. I don't like talk radio. I never have liked talk radio. Well, I kind of liked it when Elliot Mintz was on the air for about 15 seconds back in the early 70s. And when Bob Grant was really going on his racist tirades, that was kind of entertaining. But other than that... All right. 1-800-449-8686. Honey, you might as well ask me the question you want to ask me on the air because you're standing there hovering at my shoulder. What? Oh, now she runs away. That's what happens when you try to put a kid up. You got me hot water. All right, hon. Thanks. Let's go over here to Chris on the Phil Hendry Show. Chris?
Hey, Phil.
How are you?
Hey, I'm real...
Yeah.
Hey, I've got an inductee for your Crybaby of the Month Club.
I ain't got no Crybaby of the Month Club.
Yeah, you do. How about that coach from Arkansas?
How about him? Let's go over here to some other guy. How about Aaron? Hi, Aaron. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil. Aaron in Salt Lake.
Thanks. Nice to talk to you, man.
Good to talk to you. I've been waiting almost a year to call in and thank you for the wonderful show. Last August or July, we had there was four of us up in the Wind Rivers in Wyoming, bored to tears during a rainstorm. Wind up playing True Town or Pantload. You saved us.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
We've got to get back to True Town on her pant load.
Yeah, that's classic.
We really do. That's a pretty good bit, and it's seems to strike a resonant chord. We'll do it.
Yeah, I hadn't heard Does the Carpet Match the Curtains yet, so we didn't get to that. But thanks for the show, man. You bring a lot of fun.
Thanks for being with us.
All right, take care.
Thanks, bye. Oprah Winfrey turned down President Bush. She doesn't want to go to Afghanistan because she can't fit it in on her plate. Because if you've ever seen Oprah Winfrey, she's got a lot on her plate. I'm joking. Apparently he wanted to go and do a goodwill thing in Afghanistan. She's big time. She could really help out. Nah, she don't want to do that. She's got another book to read or something. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here. It's the Phil Hendry Show, and our website is philhendryshow.com. If you want to know what that backstage pass is all about, check out our website, and they'll enlighten you.
Show 1-800-449-8686.
Two cars driven by alleged terrorist leader Mohammed Atta, the guy who was the head of the September 11th attacks, have gone on sale in Florida. They were driven in the weeks before September 11th by Mohammed Atta. The new owner, James P. Glynn, says there have been offers of up to $250,000 for them. Someone even wanted to charge people to hit the white Ford Escort and faded blue Chevrolet Corsica with sledgehammers. He's also received offers from dealers in collectible cars and museums. Mr. Glynn, owner of Fed Trust Liquidators, says he will only consider legitimate collectors or museums. Really? Yeah, you know what? You have to do that. You have to do that. You can't, even as odious as it may be to you, you can't just trash history. Now, how much are they getting for that Andrea Yates bathtub? Because I'll tell you, I'm joking. Although that one, too, you know. And, of course, Jeffrey Dahmer's steak knives. Now, I saw those on eBay, and I'm going to tell you, there's a deal to be had there. Only collectors and legitimate museum people need apply. How about the empty, dehydrated food packets that Ted Kaczynski was using there in his tar paper shack? Like the empty dehydrated scramble eggs packets or something, or we could get Ted Bundy's Volkswagen, or we could, I mean, what happened to Ted Bundy's Volkswagen? History must know. Mr. Glynn, owner of, I already read that. The cars sit in Mr. Glynn's Pompano Beach warehouse and have been advertised on the website of Glynn's company. Mr. Glynn bought the cars from Brad Warwick, the owner of Warwick's Rent-A-Car in Pompano Beach, where Atta rented the cars. He said Atta came in on August 6th, rented the Escort for $119 a week. After that, he rented the Corsica for $120 a week. Then rent. I wonder what the difference between an Escort and a Corsica would be that's like $1. How much for the Escort? $119. How much for the Corsica? $120. Oh, okay. Yeah, that one's 120. That's 119. That one's 120. Oh, okay. Jeez, I guess I want the Corsica. It's a better car, right? Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. It's better. It's 120. Yeah, that's right. But if you get the Escort, you save a buck. It's 119. All right, great. I don't know what I'm going to have to make up my mind. I don't know if I can afford it. The Escort was returned on September 9th over a two-week period. You know what that's like? That's like when I went to Minneapolis one time. I was interviewing for the job up there. I looked at the temperature outside of a bank. It said 1 degree. And I remember saying that, just make it zero, man. With 1 degree, what's the difference? 1 degree at zero. He said Atta came in on August 6th, dressed in a woman's outfit. Atta, a notorious cross-dresser, who liked to give it to young boys, rented the Escort for $119 a week. The Escort was returned on September 9th over a two-week period. He put 1,900 miles on the Corsica. Mr. Warwick wouldn't say how much the cars were sold for, only that they went for about the market price. He added a lot of people had a lot of negative feelings about those cars. It was time to part with them. Yeah, I don't blame them. Hey, one thing about what's going on in the Middle East right now, that girl, the latest suicide bomber was a 16-year-old girl. And speaking of history, history tells us that when you start using your kids, you're losing. I don't hate to break the news, but when you start strapping bombs to 16-year-old kids, you're losing the war, Jim. You know, this is a sad, sad I don't care what your political persuasion is. I mean, you can believe whatever you want to believe. You can kill as many people as you want to kill. I guess that's what you're, if that's what you're all about. But when you start using your kids, you have sunk to an all-time low. You're gone, man. You have no philosophy. You're just another piece of life's garbage that needs to be hosed off. We got to just hose you right off the sidewalk of life. 16-year-old kid walks into a place, and I bet you she had a whole bunch of adults standing around her the night before she did that going, yeah, all right, yeah, you do it, baby, yeah. Why don't some of you old creeps over there start blowing yourselves up? Starting with Arafat. Although they would probably blame that on the Israelis, so you better keep that little whatever he is alive. Keep him alive, okay? 16-year-old girl, she walks in, blows herself up because they ain't got anybody else, man. They got no more men left over there. They got no more men left over in Palestine, so they're strapping bombs to their daughters, children. Children now. What are you going to tell me, that they wanted to do it because they really feel strongly about their cause? And if you're any kind of an adult, you'll sit down with that kid and say, look, you feel strongly about a Palestinian homeland. You feel strongly about the future of our people. We need for you to stay alive until you become an adult so you can make an informed decision about ending your life. Do they have any consciousness of that over there? Or are they just strapping bombs to anybody? Who's next? I tell you what, why don't you just take an infant, man, use that as like a baby bomb. Stick it on a kid, roll the carriage in there, plow. Anybody got anything else they want to put up on eBay as long as we're talking? 1-800-449-8686. Here's Brian on the Phil Hendry Show. Brian?
Well, how you doing?
Fine.
Yeah, I got to admit, you got me for the first couple of nights I listened to your show, but I really do enjoy your show.
Thanks.
It's fantastic, and I appreciate what you do.
What were you listening to when we got you?
Oh, I don't remember. It's only been a couple of months.
I don't remember one day to the next what we do.
Yeah.
So what'd you do on the show yesterday? I don't even know what we did on the show today. I think we did. I think we did a Ted Bell bit and we did a Steve Bozell bit. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Ted Bell is actually one of my favorite characters.
Yeah, he's Ted. He's got that big Easter dinner coming up.
Ted Bell was complaining about first class airfare and first class flights. That was pretty good. I tried to get a friend of mine to listen to it,
but he wouldn't listen to it.
He thought it was real. He wouldn't listen to it. He's like,
he thought it was real. Right?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling, man, and stay away from that friend of yours. It's the first thing you got to do is lose him.
Yeah.
Thanks
for
calling. 1-800-449-8686. I've had people say that to me. I thought it was real, and when they think it's real, they don't want to listen to it because they think it's just insanity. But they find out it's me doing the voices, then they go, oh, okay. Then they'll hang out with it. All right, here's Kevin on the Phil Hendry Show. Kevin?
Hey, Phil, how's it going, man?
Good.
I got a question for you. I know I'm not trying to get the name in or anything, but I've been a Howard fan forever.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to talk to all my friends into, like, Phil Hendry, and they're in Boston. They don't know who you are. But
right.
I'm sending them tapes, and it's like, how do I get this? And I'm telling them about the backstage pass, but it's just great stuff, you know?
Thanks.
You get your ass kissed all the time, but it's great. It's good stuff.
I appreciate that. The backstage pass is only $6.95. They can check it out wherever they live. And maybe one of these days we'll be on in Boston, but who knows?
Yeah, we're not all stupid down here in Florida.
I was in Miami for years, and it was a great place to get out of. No, I'm kidding. It was a great place to be a part of the wonderful community.
And now, one heads up, love the... The Halloween Burning Dozier, the Halloween thing when he went around knocking on people's windows for his kids.
Oh, yeah, tell him, hey, come on out because you're going to give my kid candy or know the reason why. Yeah.
I have won so many more Phil Hendry fans because of that thing I got on tape.
There you go, man. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye. There's people that collect tapes of radio shows. It's a strange fraternity, and it's a... They're not individuals that you would necessarily want to have wandering up to you in a supermarket, but they're devoted people who actually dig the medium, and they have, like, tapes of radio shows. By the way, a very dear old friend of our, and when I say old, I mean longtime friend, because she's a real sweet lady, a friend of our show, June Lockhart, she's going to be on a Drew Carey episode, and I think the topic of it is masturbation. So don't miss it. No, I swear to God, there's going to be something having to do with that. What do I know? That's what I heard anyway. I saw, we got an email, and June's going to be on the Drew Carey show, and there's problems there. There's some kind of a masturbation thing happening there on the Drew Carey show. Good for you, June. Okay, that's it, man. This is all stuff from yesterday. The Honeymooners coming to the big screen. Whatever happened to that Nathan Lane project? He was going to play Jackie Gleason. Is this it? There's another Honeymooners coming to the big screen? I would be interested to know what the other Honeymooners is, because Nathan Lane, he ain't Jackie Gleason. Here's Tom on the Phil Henry Show. Tom?
Yeah, how you doing, man?
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Hey, you know, a few minutes ago you were talking about your show and the rest of the radio industry, and I think I found the best compliment I've ever heard about your show. There's a local talk show guy here in Salt Lake City, and he said that your show and your shtick was probably the most original stuff in entertainment out there today.
I would agree with that.
Oh, I would too.
Thank you.
You killed me.
You mean the radio? Yeah, I would agree with that.
And
this radio show is just to give an example. People try to take radio shows and put them on television, and it's pretty easy to do with just about any radio show you want to talk about. You can't do it with this one because it's so completely organic to the medium of radio. You can't take this show and put it on TV. And, I mean, that's just, you know, the way it is and the way it's going to be. Hi, Chatsworth. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, sir. Are you still talking about your show?
Yes, I am.
Because I'd really rather not.
All right. Well, what do you want to talk about?
Well, it's just that you've been talking a lot about it. It's not as good as Fear Factor or something.
Okay, so what do you want to talk about?
Well, I want to say that I want to be on Fear Factor.
You're going to be, or you want to be?
I think I've got a pretty good shot.
So how does this? To get on Fear Factor? What do you?
Well, you gotta not be afraid to do a stunt. And the one that I want to do, I think, is pretty scary.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going to eat my own boogers. And then...
Okay, thank you.
Wait a minute. You just want to talk about yourself? You need to sit...
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Show 1-800-449-8686.
USA Today had a list of all the reality shows that have been on for the last 2 years, reality-based shows, 25 of them. And they have the series and what it was and what its status is now. For instance, a show called Making the Band was a look at how producer Lou Pearlman created a boy band from start to stardom. It later aired on MTV. It was originally on, I believe, on ABC. Yes. Survivor, of course, is still with us. Fourth installment now airing Thursdays at 8. The fifth is due in the fall. We have Big Brother, which is in its third installment due this summer. American High, a docuseries that followed the hell of being a real high school student, canceled by Fox after 3 episodes. Well, no kidding. The hell of being a high school student? Well, if it was in a really cool, hellish high school, like... If the L.A. Unified School District comes to mind, I'm kidding. That's a cheap shot. Well, the Denver Unified School, no, that's a cheap shot, too. How about, never mind, The Mole, one spy joins 9 contestants who try to pinpoint the traitor, renewed for the fall when it bombed, is the comment made in USA Today. Do I take it to mean that it's off the air? Renewed in the fall when it bombed is what it said. Temptation Island, I liked that show a lot. 4 committed couples are sent to a Caribbean island separated and tempted by 13 singles. Was number 2 reality series last season, but second edition didn't fare so well. Wild. Because they put it on a boat or something, didn't they?
No.
Do they still have it on the island? Is the second one still on?
The
second one is done.
Better than the first.
But it was better than the first. It was called Temptation's Boat? Okay. Pop stars making a band, making the girl band Eden's Crush, which parlays TV fame among teens into a number 1 selling single. Crush soared, then seemingly vaporized. Second pop stars fizzled. Survivor, Australian Outback, was even more popular than the first edition, cementing status as a reality king. Survivor's a great show, I think, because they're doing something that's interesting. It's basic, and it isn't really And it's in these interesting locales. I mean, you know, how can you lose with people challenging themselves, like falling off of cliffs and burning themselves in fires and eating rats, when it's in a really picturesque place? That's why I think Temptation Island was kind of cool. Boot camp, 16 contestants endure a military-style training program, and the winner gets $500,000. Fox viewers preferred Temptation Islanders tired of military-style drills. Sued by Survivor over similar elimination ceremony. I would take it that boot camp is off the air then. Chains of Love was on UPN. Four would-be dates are shackled to one person of the opposite sex who frees them one by one. NBC reject didn't do much for UPN either. Okay. Fear Factor, this is the big one. Six contestants challenged to face their greatest fears in three stunts for a cool $50,000. Airs Mondays at 8, renewed for the fall. Spy TV, crass version of Candid Camera with revenge as a motive, returns this summer. Big Brother 2, new housemates vote each other out. Managed to maintain Big Brother 1's audience by airing fewer weekly episodes back this summer. Then it gets down here to the Jamie Kennedy experiment. Candid Camera meets sketch comedy as actor Kennedy makes innocent people the butt of elaborate jokes, likely to be renewed for the fall. You know, over the last 5 years, I've been pitched about 50 different versions of that show where a candid camera goes into a room and you act out stunts to further manipulate the unsuspecting people, right? And I've had 50 different versions of this people have talked to me about. At a lot of different networks. So how come all of a sudden it's called the Jamie Kennedy experiment? Well, how did he get his name on it? Why don't you call it the Alan Funt experiment, man, if you really want to give it, you know, its due. No Boundaries, adventure series backed by Ford, which lends its ad slogan, canceled this week after four episodes. Did you see this thing? I guess it was more or less like a Survivor. And the memorable moments on No Boundaries, there was a former Marine squad leader who had boundaries. She was the first to be eliminated. And then there was Amazing Race. Amazing Race, it's been renewed for its second season. Adventure Race pits 11 two-member teams of friends or relatives in a 35,000-mile, 31-day global obstacle course. And then Amazing Race 2, also a second edition of Adventure Race, starts in the Nevada desert, and that has been renewed. Most of these things are still on the air. God, how did we miss it? How did we miss it? 1-800-449-8686. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, see, eating my boogers was...
Okay, thanks a lot, kid. Fear Factor, I'm going to go on and eat my boogers. Who were those kids that ate their boogers in school? The poor kids? There you go. Really, really funky, man, to have to sit and watch that. That is the one thing Johnny Knoxville didn't do, though, did he? And it's the one thing Tom Green didn't do. Eating their own boogers. All right, bring them back. Got one more idea for you guys. Sean, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Fine.
Hey, quick question for you. I kind of regard you as the modern-day Mel Blanc. You make us believe your characters have such a big personality. My question is I thought...
I never thought Bugs Bunny was real, though.
But, yeah.
You know?
I always thought they'd be funny to have you as a stepdad. I was just kind of curious, do any of your characters, they, like, drive your kids around town, take your kids to school?
No, Catherine's here. Catherine, I don't go into voices when I'm with you, do I? I don't do voices when I'm with you, do I? I do voices? She's saying, yeah, you do. All right. Sometimes I do, yeah. Sometimes. Okay,
very
Sean.
Cool.
All right, man, thanks for calling. No, I ain't going to put my daughter on the air, okay? Nothing worse than putting a kid on the radio, because all it is one, you know, the one-word answers. How you doing today?
Hi.
Are you enjoying? Yeah. Do you want it? Yeah. I ain't doing that to my listeners, Catherine. Get out of here. All right, 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Our website, philhendryshow.com. And don't forget to check out this phone number, 877-616-7445, to get the best of the Phil Hendry Show 2001 CD. Bring it!